Construction of the new organics waste transfer building at Bings Creek Recycling Center is expected to begin later this year, and be operational in 2025. The Cowichan Valley Regional District was awarded $6 million in 2023 from the Federal Strategic Priorities Fund to undertake the construction of the facility, which will replace a temporary structure at Bings Creek Center and support curbside collection services in the CVRD's municipalities, First Nations and electoral areas. The new transfer building will enable the CVRD to introduce curbside organics collection across its 9 electoral areas, significantly decreasing the amount of solid waste sent to landfills. Related story. CVRD nets $6 million grant to expand organics program and upgrade Bings Creek Center, ensuring that there is sufficient capacity to manage organic waste materials is considered an important step in providing residents in the electoral areas with organics curbside service. All Cowichan Valley municipalities, some of the regional First Nations and many semi-rural regional districts have provided their residents with the convenience of three-stream curbside collection, garbage, recycling and organic material, for some time now, and the CVRD is working to make sure that all its residents in the electoral areas also receive access to this service. The electoral area curbside organics service is expected to roll out in 2025 and is one of several steps that will be taken to support the diversion of organics waste from landfills. With no district landfill, regional garbage from the Cowichan Valley is transported more than 700 kilometers to a landfill in Washington state. More than 30% of this garbage is organic material that could be composted locally and reused, such as in local gardens. The federal funding will also allow the CVRD to expand its existing recycling building, and include upgrades to on-site service roads and stormwater management. Related story. Province kicks in $1.9 million for new organics collection program in CVRD. We're happy to support the CVRD in achieving better waste management to meet current needs and plan for future population growth, said Jonathan Wilkinson, Minister of Energy and Natural Resources. Proper waste collection, sorting, and disposal is critical to protecting our environment. By working with local indigenous groups, the regional district can incorporate the practices of those who have been stewards of the earth. We will continue investing in projects that build strong, resilient, and collaborative communities. The CVRD has retained Stantec Engineering Services to oversee the project, including the design and construction. The district has also retained Jared Questonixon-Williams, of Questonixon Consulting, as an Indigenous liaison for the project to build the new organics waste transfer building, and Daryl Tunnicliffe, PNG, who will help weave Indigenous history and values into the project. As set out in the CVRD's 2023-2026 Corporate Strategic Plan, strengthening relationships with Indigenous communities is integral to the journey of reconciliation, said Ilsa Sarati, Senior Manager of Recycling and Solid Waste Management for the CVRD. We're thankful for the funding to undertake this work. Hoi CHQ CM, thank you with respect to Jared Questonixon-Williams for helping us learn, understand and honor the rich history and culture of the Hulkuminam-speaking people who continue to steward these lands as they have since time immemorial. Ann Kong, Minister of Municipal Affairs, said the CVRD's dedication to serving its community by meeting the goals of its solid waste management plan will enhance services for the entire community. By blending First Nations history and values into the facility's improvements, the CVRD is showing its commitment to learning about and respecting the heritage of the land, she said.